I will quote, not a holy and not a father. Can I do that? Goethe. How would you like that? Goethe. What did he write? There are two souls in my breast, and they are tearing apart, striving to get separated. Well, it is so well said. Indeed, there are two souls. Saint Ignatius Brinchaninov writes a lot about that, that it is a different matter. When I understand something with my mind, I understand the right thing, but my heart is against it. So his thoughts are very interesting. He said, heart cannot resist the mind for a long time. If the mind is persistent, if you disregard someone, if you hate someone, but your mind insists that you keep praying about it because you are worse than them if you hate them, and you pray, Lord, please have mercy on me, by their prayers, by the prayers of that person I don't like, which is a piece of advice by Saint Varsinofi the Great. That's what the spiritual experience is all about. So, by the prayers of that person, please, Lord, have mercy on me. And if a person keeps praying like that, they will see something unbelievable. Gradually, this hatred or hostility is disappearing little by little without any effects that we like. Do you remember Jesus Christ worked miracles and then asked not to tell anyone? So this is humility. So any virtue is always continent. And here, when a person keeps praying and overcoming the state of their heart with their mind, their heart will soften and they will experience peace, and then love to that person will come. The person will realize that I might be many times worse than them. Please have mercy on me. That's the spiritual experience, not premonitions of visions or anything. No, the spiritual experience is here. I couldn't stand this person, and now this is my beloved brother or sister when I made an effort by means of my mind. So Saint Ignatius Brinchaninov says that very often I understand with my mind that I must pray, but my heart doesn't want it. What should I do? And again he says, keep praying with your mind. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Keep praying attentively, not like a parrot, just repeating words. And your heart won't be able to resist mind for a long time. This is experience, and it is essential to make that experience my experience. So if I experience it once or twice, then next I will be attracted to it. It will be my salvation from hostility, envy, and from other passions. So we should make ourselves follow God's will, and then gradually the fortress of our heart will give up.